You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Float like a butterfly.
It's not like I really believe there's a magical machine that can tell people what they're capable of. But literally everyone is trying it.
And pull up a chair and grab a milkshake.
All of us, we were all sent back in time. We need to get back 67 years ago, but in the future.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Wednesday, March 29th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Melanie Lynskey and Megan Dodds are dishing on some of the shenanigans they got up to while filming the 1998 period drama Ever After. In celebration of the film's upcoming 25th anniversary, the actresses reunited with their co-stars Drew Barrymore and Dougray Scott to discuss all things Ever After on Tuesday's episode of The Drew Barrymore Show. Now, naturally, Lynskey and Dodds, who played Barrymore's sisters, Jacqueline and Marguerite, had more than a few fun memories to share from their time living together in the Dordogne region of France for the shoot. Dodds recalls the split-level house she shared with Lynskey as being fantastic, adding, quote, "We had our own little car that we tooled around in that I think we crashed at one point." Lynskey confirmed Dodds' memory, saying, "We crashed the car. We were trying to get somebody to help us, and you went up to a man and you were saying in French, 'You have a problem,' instead of 'We have a problem.'" And when they weren't crashing cars or being asked to stop dancing on the bar at a local nightclub, the pair revealed that they also entertained themselves by posing for topless photographs in the French countryside. You can read more about that reunion at EW.com, as well as this one. Dungeons & Dragons co-director John Francis Daly tapped his former Freaks & Geeks co-stars Sam Levine and Martin Starr for a meta new ad for his upcoming adventure film. Geeks Sam, Neil, and Bill often played the popular tabletop game in the 1999 series centered on students at the fictional William McKinley High School in Michigan, and the trio are back at it in the ad unveiled Tuesday. The Bachelor franchise is losing its mastermind. Mike Fleiss, who created The Bachelor 21 years ago last month, is leaving the long-running ABC franchise. The news comes one day after the season 27 finale, in which Bachelor Zach Shallcross proposed to ER nurse Katie Bigger. Bachelor executive producers Bennett Grabner, Claire Freeland, and Jason Ehrlich will now serve as showrunners for the franchise. And a Maryland appeals court has reinstated the murder conviction of Adnan Syed, the subject of the hit podcast Serial, who was freed last year after 23 years behind bars for the 1999 death of his ex-girlfriend Haemin Lee. The state law provides victims the right of prior notice of a hearing on motions to vacate convictions, and the Appellate Court of Maryland ruled Tuesday in a 2-1 decision that the lower court violated that right with regard to Lee's brother, Young Lee. The Lee family filed an appeal last year and argued that they were not properly notified about the hearing that led to Syed's release. According to the Associated Press, Syed will not immediately be taken back into custody. A spokesperson for the Baltimore City State's Attorney's Office said in a statement to EW that the office is reviewing the decision and, quote, "any further comment would be premature at this time." As explored in the first season of investigative podcast Serial, Syed and Lee were seniors at Woodlawn High School in Baltimore County when Lee disappeared in January 1999. Her strangled body was discovered in a forest 3 weeks later. Syed, who was convicted in 2000, has maintained his innocence and spent years appealing his conviction. For more on all of those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. What happens when we rethink our lives and strive to reach our full potential? Well, today's number three pick, the new series The Big Door Prize, explores the conquests and the consequences of that concept. The Apple TV Plus drama series stars Chris O'Dowd as Dusty. He lives a content, simple life as a 40-year-old teacher with a wife and daughter in a small, quiet town. Until one day, a magical machine called Amorpho appears in the local corner store. It promises to tell you your life potential. And once the rest of the town discovers its powers, they start changing their relationships, jobs, and long-standing beliefs within an instant. Here is a preview.
Good morning. Hello.
Nice school there, birthday boy.
That shirt, that's funny and also makes me feel bad.
Love you, Dad.
It's not always been there.
That thing will tell you your life's potential.
Where'd you get it?
No idea. It just appeared like magic.
You know what I got? Superstar.
Well, I got Dancer.
Male model.
Make it stop.
What's going on? Why is everybody trying to change their lives overnight?
We're getting a divorce.
The Morpho inspired us.
What was your card?
Healer. Assigned to engage in self-healing.
Or maybe it meant doctor, as in the profession that you do every day.
You asked if I was happy. Are you happy?
I'm 40 years old. I have no discernible talent apart from whistling. And I've only ever been in one relationship. I don't know if I'm happy.
Never had to think about it. Which was nice, actually.
It's not like I really believe there's a magical machine that can tell people what they're capable of.
But literally everyone is trying it.
So they got together a week ago and now they're married. That's fun.
Maybe everything is not quite as it seems.
That is deep.
I think I have everything I ever wanted.
Maybe you didn't want enough.
This machine, magic or not, is reminding people our lives have more than one possible path.
We have been asking where the Morpho came from, what's inside it.
What we should be asking is what's inside of us.
You're going to decide your own life potential.
What about you, Mr. Hubbard? What are you going to be?
Well, some may find their true path in life, while others may just be setting their previous life ablaze. See what possibilities lie ahead in The Big Door Prize, the first three episodes of which are streaming now on Apple TV+. It's trivia time! The final season of Riverdale premieres today, which we'll have more on in just a few. Now, that show has gone from teen drama to full-on supernatural spectacle over its seven seasons, and now in the final one, the teens are going back to the 1950s. But did you know that each episode of the series is named after a specific type of media? Is it movies, TV shows, or books? Stick around for the answer. We're going rogue for our number two pick, the season finale of Star Wars The Bad Batch. In last week's episode, the Bad Batch landed on Pabu to help Ki Genoa and her neighbors with rebuilding their homes. On Wayland, Hemlock calls for Crosshair's interrogation because the clone refuses to betray the Bad Batch, and Hunter believes a trap might be in place. Well, this week, the big question is whether the gang rescues Crosshair. That, and what is Hemlock scheming up for the rogue clones? Gotta watch to find out on the special two-episode season finale of Star Wars The Bad Batch, streaming now on Disney+. All right, folks, don't go anywhere. Our number one pick is coming up. What to watch, we'll be right back.
The Vietnam War... it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer. Streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. Time is of the essence for our number one pick, the final season premiere of Riverdale. The whole gang has somehow been transported to 1955, and now Jughead, Archie, Veronica, and Betty are stuck in new lives. They're dressed in their classic comic book looks, Jughead's crown and all, and are entangled in new relationships. Archie and Cheryl are engaged, Betty and Kevin are an item, and Veronica is a Hollywood starlet making a quick stop in town. What could go wrong, you ask? Here's the trailer.
The year is 1955.
All of us, we were all sent back in time. We need to get back 67 years ago, but in the future.
The future.
None of them remember our lives from before we became teenagers again.
Jughead, we're juniors in high school. Life's good.
Why would we want to go back? Things are different here in Riverdale.
I want Kevin to want me.
Yes, I am that Veronica Lodge.
She's a celebrity from Hollywood.
Wait a minute, you and Cheryl are getting married?
Come along, Archie.
Say no more.
Mrs. Andrews. We need to get the hell out of 1955.
We are not from the future.
Kevin, it's time to start cramming.
Less full sex, did you say?
Is that like an orgy?
These sorts of things don't happen in Riverdale.
Stop! Something terrible has happened.
Trust me, nothing is ever gonna be the same again.
Awesome. I mean, swell.
So Jughead is desperate to get the gang back to present day. Will he get them back in time, though? The final season premiere of Riverdale gets underway tonight at 9 on the CW. And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. Each episode of Riverdale is named after a specific type of media. Is it movies, TV shows, or books? They're ready for their close-up, Mr. DeVille. That would be movies. The series features episodes called The Outsiders and Prisoners, but also plays with some titles like To Riverdale and Back Again and Fast Times at Riverdale High. Tonight's premiere title? Don't Worry, Darling. That is our show for today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm executive editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening and have a great day. Today's episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Sheff and EW staff, edited by Sammy Junio, produced by Ashley Boucher, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson.
What to Watch.